This is the universe speaking to you. You are now tuned into the Modern Spiritual Life Coaching Podcast by the certified master life coach and spiritual guide, Coach Chip. Welcome, souls. We now begin this episode of a transformational journey. Unedited, unscripted, and creating something from nothingness. Now, let there be light on modern spiritual life coaching.
It's a Fried Friday here on The Morning Gratitude with episode 145. Chapter 5, The Lord of Death, Facing Your Karma, The Tibetan Book of Dead, coming up within moments on the Modern Spiritual Podcast, your transformational journey.
Here is our recap, where we ended Chapter 4 of the Tibetan Book of Dead. Now let us review.
O child of noble family, listen. It is your own karma that you are suffering like this, so you cannot blame anyone else. It is your own karma, so now supplicate the three jewels fervently. They will protect you. If you do not supplicate like this and do not know the great symbol meditation, and you do not meditate on your yidam, then the good conscience within you will collect all your good actions and count out white pebbles, and the bad conscience within you will collect all your evil actions and count out black pebbles. At this time you will be very frightened and terrified, and you will tremble and lie, saying, I have not sinned.
This is Tibetan Book of Dead. Chapter 5, The Lord of Death, Mirroring Our Karma on Judgment Day. This is your transformational journey on the Modern Spiritual Podcast.
Then the Lord of Death will say, I will look in the mirror of karma. And when he looks in the mirror, all your sins and virtues will suddenly appear in it clearly and distinctly. So although you have lied, it is of no use. Then the Lord of Death will drag you by a rope tied round your neck and cut off your head, tear out your heart, pull out your entrails, lick your brains, drink your blood, eat your flesh and gnaw your bones. But you cannot die, so even though your body is cut into pieces, you will recover. Being cut again and again causes extreme pain, so do not be afraid when the white pebbles are being counted. Do not lie, and do not fear the Lord of Death. Since you are a mental body, you cannot die even if you are killed and cut up. The Lords of Death are the natural form of emptiness, your own confused projections, and you are emptiness, a mental body of unconscious tendencies. Emptiness cannot harm emptiness. The uncharacterized cannot harm the uncharacterized. External lords of death, gods, evil spirits, the bull-headed demon and so on, have no reality apart from your own confused projections, so recognize this. At this moment, recognize everything as the bardo. Meditate on the samadhi of the great symbol. If you do not know how to meditate, look closely at the nature of what makes you afraid and you will see emptiness which has no nature whatever. This is called the Dharmakaya. But this emptiness is not negation, its nature is frightening. Mind with great awareness and clarity. This is the mind of Sambhogakaya. The emptiness and the luminosity are not two separate things, but the nature of emptiness is luminosity, and the nature of luminosity is emptiness. Now the indivisible emptiness luminosity, the naked mind, is stripped bare and dwells in its uncreated state. This is the Svabhavikaya. Its own natural energy arises everywhere without obstruction. This is the compassionate Nirmanakaya. O child of noble family, see in this way without distraction. As soon as you recognize, you will attain complete enlightenment in the four kayas. Do not be distracted. This is the dividing line where Buddhas and sentient beings are separated. It is said of this moment, in an instant, they are separated. In an instant, complete enlightenment. Until yesterday, you were distracted, so although so much of the bardo state has appeared, you have not recognized, and you have so much fear. If you are distracted now, the rope of compassion will be cut off, and you will go to a place where there is no liberation. So be careful. By being shown like this, even though he did not recognize before, he will recognize here and attain liberation. If he is a layman who does not know how to meditate like this, one should say these words. O child of noble family, if you do not know how to meditate like this, remember the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, and the Lord of great compassion, and supplicate them. Meditate on all the terrifying projections as the Lord of great compassion, or as your Yidam. Remember your Guru, and the secret transmission name you had in the human world, and tell it to the Dharma King, the Lord of death. Even if you fall down the precipice, you will not be hurt, so give up fear and terror. By being shown in these words, even though he was not liberated before, he will be liberated here. But because of the possibility that he may not recognize and so not be liberated, it is very important to make another effort. So one should call the dead person by name again and say these words. These present experiences will throw you into states of joy and sadness alternately at each moment, like a catapult. So now do not create any feeling of passion and aggression. If you are going to be born in a higher realm, at the time when experiences of the higher realms occur, your relatives in the place you have left are sacrificing many animals dedicated for the sake of the dead, so impure thoughts will arise in you and you will feel violent anger, which will cause you to be born as a hell being. So whatever is done in the place you have left, do not get angry but meditate on kindness. If you are attached to the possessions you have left behind, or if you feel attached to them through knowing that someone else is owning and enjoying your things, you will get angry with the people you have left behind, and that will certainly cause you to be born as a hell being or a hungry ghost, even if you are going to reach a higher state. In any case, even if you are attached to the things you have left behind, you cannot get them. It is no use to you, so give up attachment and yearning for your possessions. Abandon them. Make a firm decision. Whoever is enjoying your things, do not be possessive but let them go. With one-pointed concentration, think that you are offering them to your guru and the three jewels, and remain in a state of desirelessness. When the Kankani ritual for the dead is recited for you, and the purification from the lower realms, and so on, are performed for your sake, with a subtle supernatural perception resulting from your karma, you will see them being done impurely, sleepily, inattentively, and so on. With careless behavior without observance of the Samaya vows, and you will be aware of lack of faith and feelings of disbelief, sinful actions through fear and impurities in the rituals. And so you will think, alas, they are deceiving me, surely they are deceiving me. Thinking this, you will have great sorrow and despair, and on top of not feeling pure devotion, you will disbelieve and lose faith. And that will certainly cause you to go to the lower realms. It is no use but very harmful. So however impurely the rituals are performed by the spiritual friends you have left behind, think with pure faith and devotion, well, my projections must be impure. How can there be impurity in Buddha's words? These are caused by my own impure projections, like seeing the faults of my own face reflected in a mirror. As for these people, their body is the Sangha, their speech is the holy Dharma, and their mind is the nature of the Buddha. Therefore, I take refuge in them. Then whatever is done in the place you have left will help you, so it is very important to have pure thoughts in this way. Do not forget. If you are going to be born in one of the three lower realms, at the time when experiences of them occur, your relatives in the place you have left are performing virtuous rituals free from sin, and gurus and teachers are practicing holy dharma with absolute purity of body, speech, and mind. So you will feel great joy on seeing them. And that will immediately cause you to be born in a higher realm, even if you are going to fall down into the three lower realms, so it is very helpful. Therefore, it is very important not to have impure thoughts, but to feel pure devotion without prejudice, so be careful. O child of noble family, to sum up, now your mind in the bardo state has no support, so it is light and mobile. And whatever thought arises in it, good or bad, it is very powerful. So do not think of any evil actions, but remember the practice of virtue. If you have no practice, feel devotion and pure thoughts. Supplicate your Yidam and the Lord of Great Compassion and say this inspiration prayer with intense concentration. When parted from beloved friends, wandering alone, my own projection's empty forms appear. May the Buddhas send out the power of their compassion, so that the bardo's terrors do not come. When I suffer through the power of evil karma, may my Yidam clear away all suffering. When the sound of the Dharmata roars like a thousand thunders, may it all become the sound of the six syllables. When I follow my karma without a refuge, may the Lord of Great Compassion be my refuge. When I suffer the karma of unconscious tendencies, may the samadhi of bliss and luminosity arise. Say this prayer fervently. It will certainly lead you on the path. Be absolutely convinced that this is not false. This is very important. When this is said, he will remember and recognize and so attain liberation. But even though one does this many times, recognition is difficult because of the influence of much evil karma. So it is very helpful to repeat it again many times. Calling the dead person again by name, one should say these words. O child of noble family, if you have not understood what has gone before, from now on the body you had in your past life will grow fainter, and your future body will become clearer. So you will feel sad and think, I am suffering like this, so now I shall look for whatever kind of body appears. And you will move about, backwards and forwards, towards anything that appears. The six lights of the six realms of existence will shine, and the one in which you are going to be born because of your karma will shine most brightly. O child of noble family, listen. If you ask what the six lights are, the soft white light of the gods will shine. And similarly, the red light of the jealous gods, the blue light of human beings, the green light of the animals, the yellow light of the hungry ghosts, and the smoke-colored light of the hell beings. These are the six lights. At that moment, your body will also take on the color of the place where you're going to be born. O child of noble family, at this time the essential point of the instruction is very important. Whatever light shines, meditate on that as the Lord of Great Compassion. Meditate on the thought that when the light appears, it is the Lord of Great Compassion. This is the most profound essential point. It is extremely important and prevents birth. Meditate for a long time on whichever deity is your Yidam, as a vision without any real nature of its own, like an illusion. This is called the pure illusory body. Then let the Yidam disappear from the edges inwards and rest for a while in the inconceivable state of emptiness luminosity, which consists in nothing whatever. Meditate again on the Yidam and again on the luminosity. Meditate like this alternately, and after that let your mind too disappear from the edges inwards. Wherever there is space, there is mind, and wherever there is mind, there is the Dharmakaya. Rest in the state of simplicity and selflessness of the Dharmakaya. In this state, birth is prevented and he will become a Buddha. But those whose practice was poor and who were not adept in meditation will not understand, and still confused will wander to the entrance of a womb. So the instructions for closing the womb entrance are very important. One should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, if you have not recognized what has gone before, now you will feel that you are moving upwards or across or downwards by the force of karma. So at this moment, meditate on the Lord of Great Compassion. Remember. Then you will have the experience, like that which was described before, of whirlwinds, snowstorms, and hailstorms, darkness closing around, and many men chasing you, and you will escape from them. Those without merit will feel that they are escaping to a place of suffering, but those with merit will feel that they are arriving in a place of joy. At this time, O child of noble family, all the signs of the country and place where you are going to be born will appear. So now listen without distraction. There are many very profound essential points of instruction. Although you have not understood these secrets of recognition before, even one whose practice was very poor will get the point here, so listen. At this time, it is very important to take great care with the method of closing the entrance of the womb. There are two methods: stopping the person who is entering, and closing the womb entrance which is being entered. This is the instruction for stopping the person who is entering. O child of noble family, clearly visualize whichever deity is your Yidam as a vision with no real nature of its own, like an illusion or the moon in water. If you have no specific Yidam, it is the Lord of Great Compassion himself. Visualize him vividly. Then let the Yidam disappear from the edges inwards and meditate on the luminosity emptiness without any object of thought. This is the profound secret. It is said that by means of it the womb is not entered. So meditate in this way. But if this does not stop you and you are just about to enter a womb, there are profound instructions for closing the womb entrance, which is about to be entered, so listen. Repeat after me these words from the main verses of the Bardo. Now, when the Bardo of becoming dawns upon me, I will concentrate my mind one-pointedly and strive to prolong the results of good karma. Close the womb entrance and think of resistance. This is the time when perseverance and pure thought are needed. Abandon jealousy and meditate on the Guru with his consort. Say these words clearly aloud and arouse your memory. It is very important to meditate on the meaning and to put it into practice. This is the meaning. Now, when the Bardo of becoming dawns upon me, means that now you are wandering in the Bardo of becoming. As signs of this, if you look into the water, you will not see your reflection, and your body has no shadow. Now there is no material body of flesh and blood, but these are signs of the mental body wandering in the Bardo of becoming. So now you must concentrate your mind one-pointedly without distraction. Just now, that one-pointed concentration is the most important thing. It is like controlling a horse with a bridle. Whatever you concentrate on will come about. So do not think of evil actions, but remember the Dharma, the teachings, the transmissions, and the authorizations for texts such as this liberation through hearing, which you received in the human world, and strive to prolong the results of good karma. It is very important. Do not forget. Do not be distracted. Now is the time which is the dividing line between going up and going down. Now is the time when by slipping into laziness even for a moment, you will suffer forever. Now is the time when by concentrating one-pointedly, you will be happy forever. Concentrate your mind one-pointedly. Strive to prolong the results of good karma. Now the time has come to close the womb entrance. It is said, close the womb entrance and think of resistance. This is the time when perseverance and pure thought are needed. Now that time has come. First, the womb entrance should be closed, and there are five methods of closing it, so understand them well. O child of noble family, at this time projections of men and women making love will appear. When you see them, do not enter in between them, but remember and meditate on the man and woman as the guru and his consort. Mentally prostrate yourself and make offerings with deep devotion, and ask for teachings. As soon as you concentrate intensely on this thought, the womb entrance will certainly be closed. But if this does not close it, and you are just about to enter a womb, meditate on the Guru and his consort as your own Yidam, or the Lord of Great Compassion, with his consort, and mentally make an offering to them. With intense devotion, ask them to bestow spiritual attainments. This will close the womb entrance. But if this does not close it, and you are just about to enter a womb, here is the third instruction on turning away passion and aggression. There are four kinds of birth. Birth from an egg, birth from a womb, spontaneous birth, and birth from moisture. Of these, birth from an egg and birth from a womb are similar. As above, there will be projections of males and females in sexual union. And if you enter a womb at this moment through the power of passion and aggression, you will be born as a horse, bird, dog, human being, and so on, whatever it may be. If you are going to be born as a male, you will experience yourself as male, and feel violent aggression towards the father, and jealousy and desire for the mother. If you are going to be born as a female, you will experience yourself as female, and feel intense envy and jealousy of the mother, and intense desire and passion for the father. This will cause you to enter the path leading to the womb, and you will experience self-existing bliss in the midst of the meeting of the sperm and ovum. From that blissful state, you will lose consciousness, and the embryo will grow round and oblong and so on, until the body matures and comes out from the mother's womb. You will open your eyes, and you have turned into a puppy. From first being a man, you have now become a dog. So you will suffer in a dog kennel, or similarly in a pigsty, or an anthill, or a wormhole, or else you may be born as a young bull, or goat, or lamb, and so on. There is no returning here. You will endure all kinds of suffering from a state of great stupidity and ignorance. Circling like this around the six realms of existence of hell beings, hungry ghosts, and so on, you will be tormented by boundless suffering. There is nothing more powerful or terrifying than this. Alas, alas, those who do not have a guru's sacred teachings will fall down the great precipice of samsara in this manner, and endure endless, unbearable suffering. So therefore listen to my words and understand this instruction of mine. Now the instruction for closing the womb entrance by turning away passion and aggression is given. Listen and understand. It is said, close the womb entrance and think of resistance. This is the time when perseverance and pure thought are needed. Abandon jealousy and meditate on the guru with his consort. As above, you will have feelings of jealousy. If you are going to be born as a male, you will love the mother and hate the father. And if you are going to be born as a female, you will love the father and hate the mother. So at this time, there is a profound instruction. O child of noble family, when passion and aggression arise like this, meditate in this way. Alas, I am a being with such evil karma that I have been wandering like this in samsara until now, through clinging to passion and aggression. If I go on feeling passion and aggression like this, I shall wander in samsara endlessly and sink into the depths of the ocean of suffering for a long time. So now I will feel no passion or aggression at all. Alas, now I will never again feel passion and aggression. By concentrating your mind intensely and one-pointedly on this thought, that itself will close the womb entrance, so the tantras say. O child of noble family, do not be distracted. Concentrate your mind one-pointedly. But if, even after doing this, the womb entrance is not closed, and you are about to enter a womb, then it should be closed by the instruction of the unreal and illusory nature of everything. Meditate in this way. Alas, the father and mother, the great storm, the whirlwind, the thunder, the terrifying projections and all these apparent phenomena are illusory in their real nature. However they appear, they are not real. All substances are false and untrue. They are like a mirage. They are not permanent. They are not changeless. What is the use of desire? What is the use of fear? It is regarding the non-existent as existent. All these are projections of my mind. And since the mind itself is illusory and non-existent from the beginning, from where externally do they arise like this? I did not understand in this way before, and so I believed the non-existent to exist, the untrue to be true, the illusion to be real. Therefore, I have wandered in samsara for so long. And if I do not realize that they are illusions, I shall still wander in samsara for a long time and certainly fall into the muddy swamp of suffering. Now they are all like dreams, like illusions, like echoes, like cities of the Gandharvas, like mirages, like images, like optical illusions, like the moon in water. They are not real, even for a moment. Certainly they are not true, but false. By concentrating one-pointedly on this conviction, belief in their reality is destroyed, and when one is inwardly convinced in such a way, belief in a self is counteracted. If you understand unreality like this from the bottom of your heart, the womb entrance will certainly be closed. But if, even after doing this, the belief in reality is not destroyed, and the womb entrance is not closed, and you are about to enter a womb, there is a profound instruction. O child of noble family, if even after doing this, the womb entrance is not closed, now it should be closed by the fifth method, meditation on the luminosity, which should be done in this way. All substances are my own mind, and this mind is emptiness, unarisen and unobstructed. Thinking this, keep your mind natural and undiluted, self-contained in its own nature like water poured into water, just as it is, loose, open, and relaxed. By letting it rest naturally and loosely, you can be sure that the womb entrance to all four kinds of birth will certainly be closed. Many true and profound instructions for closing the womb entrance have been given above. It is impossible for anyone of high, average, or low capacities, whichever he may be, not to be liberated by them. Why is this? Firstly, because consciousness in the Bardo state possesses supernatural perception of worldly things, so he can hear what I say. Secondly, even if he was deaf and blind, now he has all the senses complete, so he can hear what is said. Thirdly, being continually overcome by fear, he is thinking undistractedly what to do, so he listens to what I say. And fourthly, as the consciousness has no support, it comes directly to wherever the concentration is directed, so it is easy to guide. The mind is 9 times more clear, so even if he is stupid, by force of karma, the mind becomes so clear at this time that it can meditate on whatever is taught. Essential points such as these are the reason. For the same reason, it is also helpful to perform the rituals for the dead. Therefore, it is very important to persevere in reading this great liberation through hearing for up to 9 days. Even if he is not liberated at one showing, he will attain liberation at another. That is the reason why not one, but many showings are necessary. Even then, there are many kinds of people who are not used to doing good actions, but were extremely skilled in doing evil actions right from the start, and through the influence of many powerful veils of error, are not liberated, in spite of being shown and given these objects of meditation so many times above. So now, if the womb entrance has not been closed before, a profound instruction for choosing the womb entrance will be taught below. One should call on the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas for help and repeat the refuge, then call the dead person by name 3 times and say these words. O child of noble family who is dead, listen. Although you have been shown with the instructions above so many times, you have not understood. So now, if the womb entrance has not been closed, the time has come to take a body. There are not one but many true and profound instructions for you to choose a womb entrance, so understand and do not be distracted. Listen well with intense concentration and understand. O child of noble family, now the signs and characteristics of the continent where you are going to be born will appear, so recognize them. Examine where you are going to be born and choose the continent. If you are going to be born in the eastern continent, noble body, you will see a lake adorned with geese and ganders. Think of resistance and do not go there. Although it is full of happiness, it is a place where Dharma does not flourish, so do not enter it. If you are going to be born in the southern continent, Rose Apple Island, you will see luxurious, beautiful dwellings. You should enter it if you can. If you are going to be born in the western continent, Enjoyment of Wish-Fulfilling Cows, you will see a lake adorned with horses and mares. Do not go there, but come back here. Although it has great pleasures, it is a place where Dharma does not flourish, so do not enter it. If you are going to be born in the northern continent, Unpleasant Sound, you will see a lake adorned with cattle or with trees. Recognize them as signs of taking birth and do not enter there. Although it has long life and merits, Dharma does not flourish there, so do not enter. If you are going to be born as a god, you will see beautiful, many-storied temples made of various jewels. If you are fit to enter there, you should enter. If you are going to be born as a jealous god, you will see beautiful groves, or what seem to be revolving wheels of fire. Do not enter there at all, but think of resistance. If you are going to be born as an animal, you will see, as through a mist, rock caves and holes in the ground and straw huts. Do not enter there. If you are going to be born as a hungry ghost, you will see tree stumps and black shapes sticking up, shallow caves and black patches. If you go there, you will be born as a hungry ghost and experience all kinds of suffering through hunger and thirst. So do not go there at all, but think of resistance and persevere strongly. If you are going to be born as a hell being, you will hear songs sung by those of evil karma, or you will have to enter helplessly, or you will feel that you have gone into a dark land with black and red houses, black pits and black roads. If you go there, you will enter hell and experience unbearable suffering through heat and cold, from which you will never get out. So do not go into its midst. Do not enter at all, but be careful. It is said, close the womb entrance and think of resistance. This is needed now. O child of noble family, even though you wish not to go, you have no power of your own. You are helplessly compelled to go. From behind, the avengers of karma pursue you, and in front, avengers and murderers drag you along. Darkness, hurricanes, violent storms, noises, snow and rain, fierce hailstorms and snowstorms will whirl you around, and you will escape from them. Then in escaping, you will look for a refuge, and you will find safety in the luxurious houses described before, or in rock shelters or holes in the ground, between trees, or in the round cavities of lotus flowers and so on. Hidden there, you will be afraid to come out, and you will think, I cannot go out of here now. And through fear of leaving, you will become very attached to that place. You are afraid of meeting those terrors of the Bardo if you go outside. You feel extreme fear of them. And so you hide inside and take a body, however bad it may be, and will experience all kinds of suffering. That is a sign that demons and evil forces are obstructing you now. And at this time, there is a profound instruction, so listen and understand.
This is the end of Chapter 5, Lord of Death. Be sure to join us tomorrow on the Saturday's edition of the Power Half Hour for the final chapter of the Tibetan Book of Dead. We remind you to give us a like for programming and be sure to follow us on our social media to stay updated. Master Certified Alchemy Coach Chip is out on a special project for the Modern Spiritual Podcast. So in the meantime, Samantha and I will be bringing you the best podcast that possible. On the Modern Spiritual Podcast, your transformational journey.